Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As we know, summer is over for kids across the state. Many schools opened last week, and most of the rest open this week. At some of the state's lowest-performing schools, an important experiment gets underway this year. The state has given them unprecedented authority, essentially to push the restart button. The student population will largely be the same, but new teachers and principals are meant to inject new energy and ideas. There's a lot at stake as these public schools try to prove they can educate students from some of the lowest income Massachusetts families. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports this morning on the efforts at one elementary school in the south end of Boston.
When officials told all of the teachers at Blackstone Elementary School they had to reapply for their jobs last spring, some teachers didn't bother and transferred to other city schools. But the ones who did want to stay had to sit down with the incoming principal.
I asked the staff to talk a little bit about why the school was stuck.
The school wasn't just stuck. It was stuck at the bottom, says Steve Zreich. Blackstone Elementary has had some of the worst test scores in the state for 5 years in a row. And students there missed a lot of school, on average 2 weeks a year. He brought these problems up in interviews with teachers.
And I was looking for people to really talk about things that the school or themselves could do differently to accelerate learning for kids. Some people were able to express that, and some people, unfortunately, I felt were blaming families and were blaming students.
Nearly all of the students, 92% of kids at the Blackstone, are considered low income, and two-thirds started off speaking a language other than English. Zreich points out that other public schools have successfully educated students with the same profile.
I need a team of people who really believe at their core that the work can be done and are committed to doing everything they can and we can as a school to make that happen, and not to put blame on families who I really believe are doing the very best they can for their children.
Steve Zreich looks more like a soccer dad than a principal. In fact, he comes to this job after a year of coaching teachers in Boston. He's laid back, young, and energetic. He used that energy to replace 4 out of 5 teachers at the Blackstone, 4 out of 5. He brought them from as far away as California and Florida. Zreich loves that he could build his own team, but he says parents have expressed concern about not knowing anyone at the school anymore. So over the last few weeks, he's been sending teachers out to the neighborhoods to introduce themselves. Lisa Gonzalez is holding a fat binder and several reading books. She's standing outside the third floor apartment of a triple decker in Dorchester.
Hello.
Gonzalez has been teaching for 6 years. She started in Framingham and Natick, but last year she moved to Boston, wanting the challenge of an urban school. And when she heard about the plan to turn around the Blackstone, she signed up.
And is this Jason?
Yes.
Jason. Nice to meet you. I'll be your first grade teacher. Can I see those beautiful eyes? No? I'm interrupting your TV show, huh? Yes.
She asks questions about what Dason likes and doesn't like about school and learns from his mom, Antonia, that she's worried about his behavior.
Other than that, I don't have a problem with him. He's good. He does his homework. Mm-hmm. I didn't have complaint with the other teachers. Right, boo-boo? Yeah, he's a good boy.
Is there something that you'd really like to see him gain or learn this year in school?
More reading, more writing.
Then comes Gonzalez's favorite part.
So it says here that Jason's going to come to the Blackstone at 8:20 every day, prepared, ready for school, with what he needs. You think he can do that?
It's a contract between 6-year-old Jason and the school. He looks intimidated, but signs anyway.
Do you have my name?
Uh-huh. Good question.
His parents and his teacher sign their own contracts. Dason's parents, Antonia Gonzalez and Jose Bemazides, say this visit was a great idea.
Because we get to know who he's going to be with, and she share a lot with us. Oh, I think it's a great
teacher idea. Lisa Gonzalez and her principal hope these interactions with parents will improve attendance rates and get parents more involved in their kids' education. But even if they don't, the Blackstone will have its own monitoring system. And this is the most crucial part of turning around the school, say school leaders. If a student starts to struggle, the school will step in with more tutoring and specialized help. And teachers will tailor their instruction to meet individual students' needs. This hyper-vigilant approach will mean more work and coordination among teachers. Gonsalves admits that it's daunting.
The first thing that comes to my mind is that I, or that my colleagues, will work really hard and not see results, not only in our individual classrooms, but collectively as a school. That is my biggest fear.
If teachers don't show progress at the end of the first year, they can be moved to another school without the usual union protections. There's a lot at stake, says Principal Steve Zreich.
This is a last-ditch effort to affirm and build the confidence of the community that we as a public school system can do this work on behalf of our student population. And if we're not able to do it, then that sends a message that maybe it's time for others to do the work.
The state has given the Blackstone and the other 34 so-called turnaround schools in Massachusetts 3 years to improve. They'll get grants to do this, and they have to show gains each year to continue getting money. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Education says there's no plan for what happens if this doesn't work. Because, well, they just expect it to. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.